Record. Okay, so welcome, you guys. This is a special edition of When Doctors Don't Have Answers. We've renamed the podcast because that seems to be the thing. People tend to find Dr. Tom G. Mateo when they've tried a lot of stuff that hasn't really worked for them for physical conditions. And same way with me, with people getting their health back, and then people can get their lives back. So today's podcast is about a couple things, and I want to ask Dr. Tom about it. Brain fog, and then, you know, the other extreme of that could be possibly dementia and an integrative manual therapy approach. So this is what could be called a medical model, and but you would, you know, Dr. Giamatteo is a chiropractor, naturopath, co-developer of integrative manual therapy, and my teacher for many years, since February of 2000, and I've taken over 100. I've taken 114 classes from him. That's how much I believe in it. So I want to ask. First, say welcome, Tom. Good to see you as always. Yeah. And so I know what, I'll start off with a little story that spurred this idea, because I've seen it, and I know you've seen it, where we put our hands on people and brain fog goes away in a session, literally in an hour. They report brain fog. That's the words they use. It's like just a clarity happens. And I remember I had a recent client. I used the techniques from this book, you know, the famous Red Book, Integrative Manual Therapy, co-authored by Dr. Giamatteo. And I used some simple to us techniques, and a technique from the Lymph One class for the spleen, lymph nodes around the spleen. And the client reported, my brain fog is lifted. So I want to ask you about brain fog. Anything you want to tell us about brain fog and this integrated manual therapy approach to that, and then we can talk about the more severe forms of brain function. What would you have to say about brain fog?
Well, first of all, it comes in many different flavors. Okay, I'd like to introduce integrated manual therapy to everybody else. I feel we have developed the foundations of structural medicine, where form follows function. And what I mean by that is, if the structure isn't up to speed, you cannot have good function of it. So we're talking on the topic of brain fog. So it can come in five different, or three to four different flavors, Ralph. It could come in as dementia in the medical terminology, short-term memory loss. You know, I walk into a room, but I forgot what I was supposed to get. It can go in that people don't remember people's names. And most of these things could be possibly a dietary piece. Another piece could be a structural piece to that Western medicine truly doesn't really look at. Okay.
And when you say structural, what do you mean by structural? Like, you know.
Yeah, structural is the whole essence of the shape, the form, the being of the body that can work. So if you had a structural restraint, would be if you put on a really, really tight sweater and it was hard to breathe, would you be more likely to get pneumonia than somebody that didn't have that sweater on?
Yeah.
Where Western medicine would come in and say, well, here's a cold, let's just give you antibiotics, and never ask the question, are your lungs fully moving? Are they milking themselves? Are they washing the fluids over? Does mold or a bacteria have a place to hide and grow in that whole process? Okay. Another piece of structure is that our brainstem, which is located at the base of our brain and the upper cervicals in this area back here, also runs a cranial nerve called the vagus, cranial nerve 10. And the vagus nerve is responsible for all your digestion. And it tracks everything from eyesight to hearing to taste to sound to how much blood pressure, how much cardiac output you have, arrhythmias in the heart, indigestion in the area. If a person has ear, shoulders up in the ears, and their neck seems like it's squashed like a turtle, maybe they're not getting enough blood to the brainstem area. So therefore, digestion can be off. These are people that have candida and thrush allergies that they have to live for the rest of their life, that they can't have any sugar anymore, but maybe the vagus is being impinged so they can't see it. So we get a lot of people in for our yeast and fungus and mold protocols, and they've done all the diets. They, you know, there's a basically super strict candida diet that you're going to eat very low glycemic index foods and never, never have any sugar again, because believe it or not, fungus and mold become, they have a very protective mold where they can actually become a spore, where they can live out lifetimes. You know, they can turn themselves into a shell just like a seed and be put on the shelf for 100 years. So you can go around eating a candida diet for 20 months, 30 months, and then you have one bit of sugar and then you blow up in the candida. It's because that mold is just waiting for the opportunity to do it again, instead of recognizing, boy, the body doesn't like this mold and let's push it out.
Wow. So that, yeah, that I love it. I mean, I knew that, and I just wanted, that's very clear. It's very clear. So I hope that's clear if everybody gets that. If you don't, put it in the comments or wherever you find this on, later on Spotify or Rumble or wherever we.
Right. So, you know, do people get circulation to their brain? It's a basic fact. We're a bunch of structural systems. We have the brain, we have the artery system, we have the vein system, we have the lymph system. And in our world, Ralph, they have different abilities. You know, if I'm 6 foot tall, sometimes my vascular pipes may only go 5 foot. So now how am I going to get the blood to my brain? I'm going to have to squish down. I'm going to have to pull my shoulders forward. And that could be vascular spasm versus lymphatic spasm versus venous spasm versus muscular spasm. All four of those could have an indication why you don't get enough blood to your brain. So you're thinking and you have brain fog.
Yeah. You know, when I did the techniques from a few winter schools ago for the releasing that area underneath the diaphragm, I literally got taller and I filled out. So yeah, right. My plumbing got, electrical system got taller again. So that's interesting.
So we have our school going on the fifth week of the school program for the Connecticut School of Integrated Manual Therapy. And one of the students, her daughter, is in her second trimester, having back pain, neck pain, a little nauseousness, and a little anxiety. And so we took the Red Book, and there's a thing called diaphragm releases there, where we went at the hips, we went at the lungs, we went at the chest, and we went at the frame of the brain. And we just did these 1.5 minute techniques, and her flexibility went back. Her baby dropped and she was complaining of having to pee every 5 minutes. So by releasing the muscles as a baby is developing in the mother's womb is something, you know, everybody doesn't think about. But our,
you know, ideal. I love that those techniques. I think that should be a Nobel Prize winning thing.
It's, yeah. I feel the advanced strain, counter strain diaphragm, it's inhumane not to get them done at least once or twice a year in person out of that Red Book. Yeah. And every single technique in there has changed somebody's life forever.
Yeah.
And we have written over 300,000 different individual techniques. They come in 150 different flavors. And it's the specificity of doing the right technique at the right time for the right person that changes the life.
And really, you know, it's the right key for that right lock. Right.
So we were going back to talk about brain fog. So do we have enough room for the brain to breathe? Are all the cranial bones actually feeling like they're in the right place? Because they can get pushed and shoved. And I had a case back in 1995. Her name was Mary Ellen Clark. She was on the Olympic team for high board diving. And I was working with Dr. Uplinger at the time. And it was her third Olympics, so she was about 23, 24, about a whole lifetime of high platform diving, which means 30 feet in the air, hitting the water at 70 miles an hour. And so it was going to be her third Olympics, but she got dizzy. She had vertigo. And the U.S. Olympic team didn't have any answers. They tried all her tricks, and they weren't helping. And she heard about cranial sacral. So she came in for about a month, and we worked on her daily. And she placed bronze in the high platform diving for women that year out of that. But her head, you know, if you ever touch somebody's head or palpate it, should feel like a cantaloupe, nice and round, a little oval shaped. And her head felt like a grapefruit. It was very tight, very rigid. And we did our structural work to release those, and it popped up, and the balance issues went away.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about memory, it's usually in the frontal and the prefrontal lobe up in here. And we found that people getting cardiac surgeries, anything from open heart or putting in stents to putting in a pacemaker, when the doctor goes in, he doesn't realize he puts the whole vascular in spasm. So these people come out what we call neuroaggressive. They're angry, they're grumpy, and they don't have the capacity because somebody just poked at their heart.
Yeah.
And pissed them off. And their pipes are so tight, they're not getting enough oxygen to the brain, but they know they're in survival mode. So we've had that maybe 80 times where they've come out post-surgery, and the family notices that their attitudes of the family has changed. And by just doing vascular releases, we can get up there.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend who was going to have a surgery, elective orthopedic surgery, and they wanted to do an epidural, like a thing that so they wouldn't have to put him under, but he wanted to get put under because of another reason, and he did, but he came out, he's all right, but he said the anesthesiologist said, yeah, putting somebody under really impacts the brain and the heart and the lungs. The regular medical doctor that does people's anesthesia was saying that. So there's a way to kind of get somebody back, even if they've had something like that.
Yeah. So we look at the full body structure. We ask the questions at the time. So everybody that comes in. So again, brain fog, number one, could be a vascular problem that the diaphragms would even help. And that could be a 10-minute treatment. Other ones are digestion issues, too much white sugar in the system, leading to diabetes and Alzheimer's and those things. So you brought up a good question before we went on air. Is dementia really Alzheimer at an early stage, or is forgetfulness or brain fog an early indication of that? And I really believe it is.
Yeah.
And how do you get Western medicine to recognize that, or they wait until it's broken?
And that's what my message, that was my inspiration about today's podcast, because I'm like, you know, if it's just a little, like for me, you know, I know our friend Kim Burnham, director of eye rehab at Center IMT for all those years, and she solved a big vision problem for herself, and she worked on my eyes years ago and improved my eyesight, and now it's like to read in low level light. With I need my light to do it, or to be outside. Every once in a while, I'll pull out some reading glasses, but very rarely. And I'm 64. But it's not a big enough problem to go reach out and go, let's get some more IMT and do the eyes. I might at some point here pretty soon. But my thinking of this is, if I was going blind, all of a sudden it'd be very, very, very important to fix my eyes. And so with the brain fog, I was thinking, you know, maybe it's not such a big deal. You take an extra Red Bull, you drink a little coffee, you just deal with it. But if it gets worse, then it's like now it's very, very important. And so it is interesting to say that, you know, there could be a progression of this thing where it's like we want to solve things early. So I know I'm not speaking to some people that just fix the current thing, but for those that are just want to keep getting healthier and healthier, I think that's who we're speaking to. Anything interesting? Well, what would you say about dementia then? Or anything else you want to say about this?
Yeah. Well, I believe that prevention, and now that the internet's opening things up and we find that medicine isn't as all it's cut out to be. Medicine's great for emergency traumas, but the way that we're looking at medicine nowadays is it's hard to find even a primary doctor that would actually just look at your wellness part of this, right? Yeah. Everybody's using urgent care. So we have to take care of that ourselves. And histories of acupuncture, chiropractic are preventative. Let's keep your car tuned up. And integrative manual therapy really believes in that. So people come in for a headache, you fix that, but then they also had high blood pressure, and it seems over the years that they can dissipate. We have a 70-year-old dentist that 15 years ago, fractured her neck, and she has hardware in her neck. And she came in crying the other day because she said, I just ran across my yard to go shoot some birds away, and I didn't even think about it because we, right? And she was using traditional cares of physical therapy and chiropractic traction to keep her just maintained. And she'd have a bad day every week, at least once a week. And now it's maybe once a month as we keep to prepare. And she's now, okay, I want to lose weight and I want to go on this hike. I want to go here.
Yeah. I'm an example of that. You know, I didn't run for 8 months, and then integrated manual therapy got me back to running. And it was about working on my heart. And then I had 2 years of almost 2 years of not running with some stuff, and figured that part out. And I'm not faster than I was back when I was in my 20s, but I gotta say, my running form and the way I feel, in a lot of ways, I'm younger. It's an interesting thing, just integrated manual therapy. Yeah.
I had a gentleman come in yesterday, and he was going, you know, I have to regulate. I'm 72, 73 years old, and I had Germany and Machu Peru on my list, and I figured I needed to stop one of those. I said, well, if you came in tumor, he goes, yeah, I should have come in for the last 2 months to get my legs going. I could have done both of them. You know,
yeah, he's gonna go like
Machu Picchu at a high altitude. And
you know, I've got a question. I was talking to somebody that works in the field of hormones and men's health and stuff. And this practitioner was saying that medical practitioner was that there's a lot of guys, young guys, 20s, 30s, with big time low testosterone problems. And so the libido thing. And then I was thinking about, you know, the Viagra thing, you know, for erectile dysfunction, it's about blood flow there, but it's really not a blood flow there problem. It's a blood flow problem in the whole body. Yeah. These things can show up as in ways that don't seem like, you know, it might be brain fog is the thing, but there could be other things that seem unrelated that you solve the brain fog thing by doing what you talked about, which is working on the whole body. But other stuff can go away too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So I just want to say, anybody that needs a pharmaceutical prescription to survive is not the healthiest person in the world. Or if you need allergen material, if you have a exercise-induced asthma, if you're having seasonal allergies, if you have to take Tylenol every day for aches and pains, if you have a, you know, if you have your common list, if you open up your medicine cabinet and you have Tylenol, you have Claritin, that is sub-healthy for me just to begin with. If you know that PMS is your favorite word every month as a woman, that is an unhealthy person in our world. Guys don't have the excellence of having menstruation, but needing Viagra is just as bad as having PMS in the world. And that is all what I perceive as dietary. You know of our infertility program, and you know your wife was a late bloomer and having kids, and we help support you through that pregnancy. So we have a huge fertility program. I don't care if you're 15 years old to 40 years old. Nobody should ever have one cramp in their life during menstruation. Otherwise, they're sick in my world.
Yeah.
And there are men in their 70s actually being able to be fertile. Steve Martin, there are people. So and then you have 20-year-olds, like you said, not being able to have enough testosterone to support themselves. It's all biochemistry, and if you're eating McDonald's or fast food all the time, it's horrible. So let's go back to start the question off. Are there different answers to brain fog? And I have this cheap advice that can change somebody's world about 40 to 80% of the time. Number one, give them the IMT elimination diet. So we have four food groups that we can have a discussion someday on what the importance are. But number one is no gluten, oats, wheat, rye, or barley. Anything that says gluten-free oats, they're not gluten-free enough. Nothing that is made from a grass should go in your mouth. Okay. Number two, white sugar, honey and maple syrup are good, and everything else and fruit juice. and none of the other sweeteners should be actually passing your body into them unless they come in their natural form. Number three is no almonds, and number four is no peanuts. That can change the modification of people.
And it's so, it's what we do, and it's so so useful. It's so it's simple, sometimes not so easy if somebody's been on a strong gluten sugar diet.
Yeah.
But
so the next piece is a 15 minute, it's an hour program, but you could do 15 minutes a day, and it has four different spots on it. One hand is always on your forehead. Next one is placed on your base of your neck, called the thymus gland. And you hold that for 15 minutes. Then you move it down to your heart, like you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Next one is the belly button for 15 minutes. The last one is right above, right on your zipper at your bladder. So it's forehead to thymus, heart, belly button, and bladder. Each one of those is 15 minutes each. And every night before you go to bed, you pick a spot and you hold it until you fall asleep. And you repeat that for a whole month. If you could do an hour a day, you'll see changes in about a week. If you do one a month, you'll see changes in about 3 weeks. That profound holding. You know, you can do all four spots in one day. Hold 15, hold 15, hold 15. And that will take you an hour to do. Try it on your kids with ADHD. That's changed their lives too.
And a very cool way to do it, if you have kids, is you and your spouse can do four spots, and the kid can do one spot, like the kid on their heart and just up in here, and you guys on the other spots. And in 20 minutes, you got the whole thing done one round.
Right.
It's profound. So
that's a very profound way of mixing and matching those things.
And we will do a whole thing on that. And it's profound. It's profound. We used to do those neurofascial process parties at my house. And when Jen and I were single, even before I met Jen, and we had a small group that would do that in that same way, kind of like all hands on deck, and 20 minutes per person. And holy cow, the results are big. So Jen, Tom's got a lot of. We have a lot of simple and profound ways to do self-healing things. And we're going to dedicate this When Doctors Have No Answers podcast to concerns, diagnoses, conditions that people are having problems with, and then give you some things to do. And also I encourage you to reach out. I put the link in the Facebook, I'll put it in Spotify and Rumble in a little bit, imtwellnesscenter.com. And you can talk to Tom for a few minutes, and he can let you know what he sees and give you some recommendations. And if you're in the West Hartford area, or just get yourself over to the East Coast of the United States, you can see him for sessions. And same way with me in Bellingham, Washington, we cover the whole U.S., right side, left side. And I put the links there, and reach out, because if this is something that speaks to you, just reach out to us. And was there something else you wanted to share, Tom? You had the elimination diet and the one hand here, one hand there thing.
Yep. And then if you're interested in the hand placement, there's a book that my wife Sharon wrote called The Body Wisdom Book by Sharon Gimateo, which gives 40 other tools from back pain to knee pain, which is always a good start of learning a little bit about IMT.
It's a great book. And I put the link, imtwellnesscenter.com. You can grab it there, or it's also on Amazon, I'm sure. But let me just go see if I can find products. Let's see. Let's just go get that exact link. Products, books. There it is. I'm going to put the link for all the books, and the Body Wisdom book is in there. I'll just share that with everybody on the Facebook thing in a minute. Oh, we got lots of comments. Whoa. Gabriella, she already has a clearer head just listening to you, Tom. Yeah, so
well, we work long distance too, you know that.
So. Yes, we both do. Yes, isn't that cool? That is one of the unexpected things. You walk into Tom's world, or my world, or this world together, and you might notice that you're different. And we could talk about that kind of physics at some point. But we'll keep it very physical and tangible to start with, because there's a lot of health concerns that, you know, it's like maybe not so problematic right now. You know, it's like you're dealing with a pharmaceutical or a supplement, or you keep going to a massage or regular chiropractic, that's okay. But if it's like gets worse, that's my concern. And it's kind of, for those of you that want to solve it before it gets to that point and just get a better life now, reach out to us. And if you're dealing with a serious thing, reach out to us. Tom, I was, you know, we're moving, and I was going through my books and stuff as we were moving stuff. And I came across Dr. Thomas O'Brien's book about gluten and dementia. It has some studies in there, medical studies. And Sharon J. Mateo was the one that first alerted me to gluten. It's been a life changer. And yeah, you guys found it before other people found it in the medical world. From what I saw, there was some medical research out there, but nobody was talking about it. And early 2000, you guys called me in my clinic in San Diego and said, get everybody off of gluten. I'll tell you why later. And you guys found it first. I just want to put that out there. And there's a lot of stuff that you guys found before I found it and before the medical mainstream found stuff. We talked about bone bruise last time. I just want to put that out there and give you like props, you know?
we are advanced technology. And it's all about team. It's always about team sharing. So,
That's the other thing. Jen and I were talking about one of the wonderful things about IMT is it's talk about all inclusive. It's like massage therapists, chiropractors, osteopaths, MDs, physical therapists, all moms. Everybody can bring something to the table, and with IMT we have a way to see what works, where the right key is for the right thing. So. I just want to put that out there too. It's just an amazing model, and we're dedicated to getting it out to the people that can use it. Anything else you want to share, Tom, about dementia, brain fog, some hope? Basically, if you got that, reach out to us. Anything else though to share?
Just try the hand placements. Stop back next in 2 weeks and we'll have another one on an amazing topic. And you know, maybe Ralph will have an agenda putting out some topics so everybody gets to see what we're going to talk about.
That's awesome. Oh yeah, I did a little advanced post yesterday about this was going to be the topic. Gabriella is going to go buy the Integrative Manual Therapy book, highly recommended. So IMT wellnesscenter.com, and reach out to Tom if you've got something, if you know somebody that could use this sort of help with their healing, reach out to us, and I will see you next week. Or I'll see you, Tom, Nick, in 2 weeks. Let me go ahead and if you want more, let us know. We could do more if we can grab Tom more. Let me hit stop recording. You could find this everywhere.